SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. It is the wake-up call. Joining us this morning, Brothers Osborne. Welcome back to K-Frog.
Man, it's good to be back on K-Frog. I wish we could be there in person.
So do we. Boy, do we miss live concerts, especially from artists like you guys who always rock the stage.
Aw, thank you. That's too sweet. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, it's really crazy, is releasing this record, Skeletons, and we recorded it with the sole purpose of songs that would work really well live. And we haven't been able to perform the thing.
I know.
It's driving us crazy. But it does feel good getting it out there, at least.
Oh, silly you guys. Live concerts. What are those?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I saw a really funny meme recently where it was like, it was this old, really, really old, like, grandma on, like, a walker. And she's like, I used to go to concerts. And then it was like, which looks like her granddaughter. It's like, okay, grandma, let's go to bed.
Well, we're all going to be up late Thursday night waiting for that release of your third album, and we can't wait for this, Skeletons. We are so excited for it.
Oh, yeah. We are so excited to get it out there. I mean, you know, this is after years of writing and getting in the studio and having setbacks in the studio because of things like personal health and a tornado and COVID and all this other stuff. And we couldn't be more proud of this record. I mean, I know it sounds cliche, but we truly believe this is the best record and the most authentic record that we've put out so far. Mostly because, you know, we've got our live band on there and it sounds like us. We've all played together for so long. We've evolved together as a group and this is just what we sound like. This record sounds a lot more like our live show than the records in the past.
Okay, what is your dream lineup? Okay, 2021 rolls around. You guys can go on concert. Who is the one person you guys are calling? You're like, let's hit the road. Let's do this.
I mean, God, there's so many people. But a show that was really devastating to us that was canceled this year was we were going to play at Notre Dame, their stadium there with George Strait and Chris Stapleton.
Oh, man.
And that was one of those, like, holy cow, like my younger self would have just literally would have probably thrown up at the prospect of playing the stage with those guys. Yeah, and I was really looking forward to that. I mean, that was just one of those things that, I mean, even for us, it's just kind of, it was going to be a priceless moment, and that didn't happen. So I'm hoping that gets rescheduled next year. It could, I mean, things are getting moved left and right now.
Yeah, nobody knows anything right now. It's like, you know, we keep getting told, all right, later in the year 2020, we're going to have this show, that show, that's coming back. Oh, wait, no, 2021 now. And now we don't even know what's going to happen in 2021. Do you guys have anything on the schedule in the near future that you're looking forward to?
We do have things scheduled in 2021. You know, the thing is, it's when right as this COVID stuff started happening, we were just days away from boarding a flight to go tour in Australia, and then we were going to leave Australia and go to the UK and then tour there and then tour for the first time in Europe. And then all of a sudden that all got just completely blown out of the water. I'm hoping by this next spring that some of the smaller shows will start happening. I don't think you're going to see any, like, really 10,000 plus shows happening. You know, I mean, God, you're looking at these, you know, now in sports, they got 20,000 people going into these stadiums to watch football games. I'm like, why can't we do that with music?
But yeah, seriously.
And, I mean, honestly, the talk is right now, there's really big, huge, massive festivals that really, a lot of people are suspecting they're going to be moved out to 2022.
Well, 2020 has definitely been one hell of a year. Recently got the news of Eddie Van Halen passing away. John, for you being an amazing guitar player, how did he influence you?
You know, he was one of those guitar players where I just kind of knew, okay, I can't do that. So I'm going to avoid that at all costs. Because it was just like he was a god. Honestly, I would play along to that music in my bedroom, but I would never try it in front of anybody because that stuff is, it takes a serious shredder to be able to do what he did. But it's one thing to be a great guitar player, but it's another thing to change the course of guitar history. And that's what he did. I mean, he, you know, took a technique that, you know, that people kind of messed around with a little bit, and he perfected it, and he made it a style that people still use to this day. And he was a virtuoso, without a doubt. The guy was like the quintessential guitar god. I mean, he probably started the concept of being a guitar god. And it's a huge loss, you know? I mean, we hate to lose any of our heroes, and that was definitely a tough one.
Yeah, we definitely agree. All right, well, while we patiently Brothers Osborne on stage live again. We will continue to dance to your great music, pantless, in our living room.
That's what I'm talking about.
The new album, Skeletons, out this Friday. Pants are already off. We're ready to start jamming.
Let's go. Hey, thanks, y'all.